As part of a reform push in the troubled Springfield, Massachusetts Police Department, more leadership has been added to the ranks. The Springfield Police Department held a ceremony Tuesday to promote a new deputy chief, a captain, and two lieutenants. Combined, they have 93 years of service on the police force.
I think the four of these men exemplify the kind of leaders that I'm looking for.
Acting Commissioner Cheryl Claproot has made it a priority to fill supervisory spots in the department, believing it will restore discipline and pride within the ranks and restore public trust in a department that has been rocked by the criminal indictments of more than a dozen cops.
We've had some issues in the past, yes. We have addressed them, yes. We are making great strides, and these four, I believe, are going to help me make further strides.
Since taking over back in February, Claproot has promoted five sergeants, four lieutenants, two captains, and now a deputy chief. Newly promoted Lieutenant Aaron Butler will be assigned to the department's internal investigations unit, which is being revamped.
So I know the IIU, Aaron, is not a necessarily wanted assignment, but it's desperately needed. It's needed for your fairness. It's needed for your leadership.
The department's newest captain, Scott Richard, will supervise the midnight to 8 a.m. patrol shift, where he'll be in charge of a young and inexperienced group of police officers.
Unfortunately, all my shifts are very young right now. There has been such a turnover. There are people with 2-3 years on the job on my day shift.
In a departure from past practice, Claproot said 18 new officers who are scheduled to graduate from the police academy in July will be assigned to the C3 Community Policing Unit in the city's North End.
C3 is made up of experienced, hand-picked officers. That's the place they should learn. C3 goes to and answers to the community. The meetings, the events, that's what I want them to learn first.
Newly promoted Lieutenant Julio Toledo will supervise the C3 operation in the North End. He said the acting commissioner's idea to assign rookie cops to C3 is, quote, a brilliant plan.
The C3 program has been successful. We've had other police departments come to the city of Springfield to explore how we've accomplished what we've accomplished and what we've done and how it's effective, and could this program be effective nationwide into other police departments. And these new recruits are going to have the unique opportunity to work alongside us with the program.
Stephen Kent has had a meteoric rise through the ranks of the Springfield Police Department. 10 years ago, he was a patrolman. Now he's the department's newest deputy chief. Kent's been put in charge of the body-worn camera program the department is expected to launch later this year.
If you had asked me 10 years ago, I might have been a little more hesitant to get on board with it. But just the current state of policing, I think it's a good tool. And I think that it's going to help the police more than it's going to hurt anybody. And if you end up getting hurt by a body camera, then you're probably doing something you shouldn't have been doing to begin with. So in the long run, I think it's going to be a big positive for the police department.
The ceremony where the new supervisors received their badges was attended by more than 100 people, including family members, North End neighborhood community leaders, and members of the city's community police hearing board. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.